You've probably heard us say this before, but there is yet another new bombshell in the legal saga involving Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio. Just a day after Arpaio was formally charged with criminal contempt of court, his lawyers are trying to get the judge who referred him for prosecution to recuse himself. Joining me now is KJZZ's Jude Joffe Block. Now, Jude, Arpaio's attorneys are trying to get Judge Murray Snow to recuse himself, but this has happened before. It's actually the second time they've asked for this.
To be clear, this involves Judge Murray Snow, who is not the judge overseeing the criminal contempt of court case against Arpaio. That's under a different judge. But Judge Snow is how we got there. He's the reason that we are in this position. He's the one who ruled against Arpaio in a racial profiling case, then found him in contempt of court for violating orders. And then he's the one who asked the U.S. Department of Justice to prosecute Arpaio criminally. So he's been a thorn in Arpaio's side for years now. And he's still very relevant because he's still overseeing Arpaio's compliance with court orders in the civil racial profiling case.
And so what are the legal arguments that Arpaio's attorneys are making to ask Judge Snow or force him to recuse himself?
So Arpaio's lawyers are arguing that actually both Judge Snow and his independent monitor must both recuse themselves. The monitor is the judge's eyes and ears who's overseeing the sheriff's compliance with the court orders. Arpaio's lawyers say they had improper private communications, the judge and the monitor. They say the monitor shouldn't be able to talk to the parties privately and then talk to the judge privately. And I should mention that it's no secret that this has been happening. Snow has said he has to talk to the monitor to know what's going on.
So why now? What about the timing? Why would Arpaio's attorneys file the motion when they did, since there's been communication between the judge and the monitor ongoing?
So Arpaio's lawyers filed this motion one day after the criminal charge became official against Arpaio. And we're just 2 weeks away from Election Day, less than 2 weeks. And Arpaio has a tough re-election race. So one explanation is that this filing is a way to change the conversation. They're also asking for Snow and the monitor to turn over records about their communications. Arpaio's lawyers are saying they want to see if some of that if there was improper communication, whether it might have tainted some of Snow's rulings and whether some of those rulings should be vacated. So this could also be a direct attempt to try and undo some of the orders that got Arpaio into criminal court in the first place.
And you've been talking with some people who are watching the case. What sort of reactions are you hearing for this second attempt to recuse Judge Snow?
So I emailed with former U.S. Attorney for Arizona, Paul Charlton. He pointed out that this is a new law firm out of D.C. that the sheriff's office hired to do this motion. They're being paid with public funds. And if they succeed, this is going to slow things down in this case even more, cost taxpayers even more money. Already, this racial profiling litigation has cost around $50 million. Much more is expected in the future. The lawyers for the plaintiffs in the case are calling this a last-ditch effort to disqualify the judge after Arpaio already lost in court.
And as we said, this is not the first time Arpaio has tried to get Judge Snow off the case. Remind us what happened the first time.
So in May 2015, Arpaio's legal team tried to get Snow to recuse himself after he questioned Arpaio directly about investigating comments allegedly made by Snow's own wife about the case. Snow stayed on the case, and that decision was affirmed by the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals.
And just this morning, Jude, if there haven't been enough twists, there's another. Arpaio's now challenging a TV attack ad against him paid for by liberal billionaire George Soros.
And the election is looming large in all of this, and we're seeing Arpaio fighting back his opposition hard. He's been saying the Justice Department's announcement that it would prosecute him came down right as early voting started, and that unfairly was trying to influence this election. And now we're seeing him try to cast doubt on the fairness of court proceedings against him and of outside money-funded attack ads against him.
KJZZ's Jude Joffe Block with the latest on Sheriff Joe Arpaio. Jude, thanks.
Thank you.